I'm Lydia Robles. I married John Robles, but my maiden name is Lydia Neal.
And it is an English name?
English name, N-E-A-L-E.
And were your parents English? Your father, your mother, English?
Yes. My father, he did come from, on my grandmother, Scotch.
She came from
Aberdeen.
Yeah, yes.
And my granddad, they said they were Irish, but some people said that they were English. I think some of your brother or some, or you.
Irish.
For the branch tree, no?
Mm-hmm.
And they said it was English.
I'm not sure, auntie.
You don't
about
remember?
About English. As far as I know, the
one of them
Irish.
Did it. I don't know if it's Jessica or if it was Mimo Kenneth.
Maybe
it was Kenneth. They were looking for that, but they said it was English.
And what year were you born, Lydia?
I was born on the 27th of May, 1921. I'm 92, no?
Yeah.
27th of May.
1921.
Same date as my son, 27th of May.
See?
Yeah.
The son?
Yeah, who's 22. Yeah. Isn't that funny? Yeah. Anyway.
Well, we were three. Sorry, darling. Yeah. We were three. It was my dad, then it was me, and then it was one cousin of mine, Mercedes, que era Barea.
Mm-hmm.
Pero her mom was Victoria Neal. So we were three on the same 27th of May. Naturally, the dates different, the years.
Every year,
Dad was the first, then I was the second one, and then Mercy, she was younger than me. She was about 1 year or so younger than me. But we were three on the 27th of May. Three of the same family.
That's fantastic. And what can you remember about Gibraltar before the war, when you were a child here? What was it like?
Momentero Viendunia.
Gibraltar, before the war, when you were a little girl.
Yes.
What do you remember about
well,
that?
Well, it was quite different. But always, always, we wanted to be British. Gibraltar, we were British. British Gibraltar. Say Gibraltar, but with Britain. And I'm very part of Britain. I like British. It's not that I'm going to say that I hate Gibraltarians as far as I go, but I feel myself very British. I do like it. I feel it in my blood, some English. And we never spoke Spanish at home, you know. We had Spanish maids, but my dad, he told the maids, sorry, but we'll explain to you, the Spanish maid, what we are saying. But it's nothing against you or something. We are very pleased with you. We are quite happy. You're a very good person. But I speak English with my wife and my daughter and my son. My brother's name, Haddad Charles Neal.
Very English then. Charles Neal. Yeah, yes.
Well, we used to go and play to the Alameda Gardens, to the boulevard, because he's been around Gibraltar already.
A little bit.
Have you been around the boulevard?
No.
No? Well, because in those times, they said down there, the boulevard, where water was there, the sea water there.
There was a wall.
Of course. It looks like when I went there last night, where the balustrade is.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. Yes,
because it looks like, I thought, where's the sea? Exactly what I thought.
It was the sea, and it's all been reclaimed to build houses.
What a shame.
It
must have been so beautiful.
And the part, what we call it, the flat on top of that, were the guns.
I understand.
If they came to attack Gibraltar, they would. But what my granddaughter, Tania, told me, I said once to her, Tania, Gibraltar has withstood 14 sieges. And she answered me, yes, Granny, but don't you think it was always English? Gibraltar has been sometimes, I don't
Polish.
Know if she said, or Italian, or once it was French. It was Napoleon, I think, but it was the British that helped to chase them out of Spain. Britain helped Spain to chase the rest of the army and the Frenchmen out to their place. You heard about that story?
Yes, 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 I have. I mean, it's an amazing history. It's amazing history of Gibraltar. It's very interesting. And what when you were at school, when you were a little girl, what did you learn about British history or Gibraltarian history?
No. I always, my two favourite subjects were English, geography and history.
Ah.
They were my best subjects. I wanted to be acquainted with those three things.
But you learnt about the history of England.
Pardon?
You learnt the history of England, not the history of Spain or Gibraltar.
No. Spain was not interesting to me. We did go there to buy because it was cheaper, but Spain did not interest me, none at all.
How interesting. And do you remember the build-up to the war? Do you remember before the war that everybody thought the war was coming? What do you remember
the wars?
That?
The war.
The war.
The build-up to the war.
Que le llamaba lo...
No. The build-up. What was the atmosphere like in Gibraltar?
I'm not telling.
What was the atmosphere like in Gibraltar just prior to the war?
When?
Just before the war.
When I was young?
Yeah?
Yes.
What was Gibraltar like?
Before the war, just because war was coming.
Well, we had the Spanish War.
Yes.
And we were just beside them.
Yes.
La Linea, close to Gibraltar. We had the Spanish War, broke out on the 36th of July. And it was the 18th of that July, one of my cousin's birthday, Mary Taylor. Her mother was Emily Neal. She married this army man, Sidney Taylor, my uncle. Uncle Sid, we used to call him. And they took us to the bay because he had a... ¿Cómo le llaman? Un balandrito, no un... Como un... Oh, espérate. Ojo. I don't remember, ni en español ni en inglés.
No, never mind.
Es un barquito.
A little boat.
Pero
a boat.
Era tachadito
like
y todo.
Like a dinghy.
Como una lanchita.
Like a small boat with a cabin.
Yes. Yeah, a small boat.
A small boat.
Yeah.
A little fishing
yeah.
boat.
Yeah, fishing
see,
boat.
See, but we didn't, if it rained, we didn't get wet. We could get under.
You could go under. Hey. Yeah, very good. Do you remember people from Spain coming over in the Civil War?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what
they
was
did
it
come
like?
To Gibraltar, and they were very, very good workers, mind you. Britain used to take them in the dockyard because they were very, very good people working, and they trusted them with everything there because the Navy, they used to come into Gibraltar. It was British. They used to come to refuel, to para también beverages,
drinks,
everything. They got it from Gibraltar, British, and then they went away. Then they came back, and we had two fleets. It was the Mediterranean fleet and the Atlantic fleet. The Mediterranean, the ships were all in a very light grey colour. And the Atlantic fleet was a darker grey, the painting. And they used to call them sometimes the light ones and the dark ones, the Mediterranean and the Atlantic. The Mediterranean, they visited, well, they did visit some parts of Spain, but they never landed, just around it. They visited Italy. They had Malta, yes, they did have a base there in Malta, a British base in Malta.